97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Average gas prices rose 12.2 cents per gallon over the last week, the average in the state on Monday landing at $3.78. This is 5.8 cents higher than a month ago and over 68 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say the ongoing U.S.-Iran situation continues to weigh on markets, but soon the issue is going to be more about global refining capacity and less about crude oil. The Strait of Hormuz remains closed, and continued Ukrainian attacks on Russian refineries is causing more strain on an already strained supply picture. Crude oil approached $85 per barrel in Sunday night trading. GasBuddy officials say price cycling markets are likely to see another jump in prices in the days ahead. The waste management scale in Marshfield is out of service. The scale is used to weigh incoming waste and is temporarily out of service due to an unexpected mechanical issue. Officials from the city of Marshfield say a service call has been placed and repairs are being coordinated. The scale will remain closed until further notice. There's family fun at the Aquatic Center in Wisconsin Rapids tomorrow, sponsored by McMillan Memorial Library. Admission is free from 6 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, July 21st at the Witter Park Aquatic Center. McMillan Library is now accepting submissions for their fall photography exhibit. The theme is What Does Your Garden Grow? Photos can be from any season and don't have to be from this year. Images must be suitable for display in a public space, accessible by all ages. Entries are due by 5 p.m. on August 15th. Local news every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. Taco Bell lettuce is confirmed to be one source of the diarrhea-causing parasite, according to federal health officials. After thousands have been sickened by the stomach-churning parasite infection, federal health officials now say shredded iceberg lettuce served at some Taco Bell restaurants has been identified as the source of a multi-state cyclosporiasis outbreak. The FDA says contaminated lettuce supplied from Mexico sickened more than 1,600 people, with Taco Bell locations in Indiana, Kentucky, Michigan, Ohio, and West Virginia linked to the investigation. Wisconsin has also reported cases of cyclosporiasis this summer, although state health officials have not tied them to Taco Bell. Consumers with severe diarrhea, stomach cramps, or nausea after eating fresh produce are urged to contact a healthcare provider. Taco Bell says it has removed the affected lettuce from its restaurants. While the smoke and air quality have been the main weather focus recently, we're now looking at the chance for severe thunderstorms coming in this afternoon into evening. Forecasters say the greatest risk is expected across the southern half of the state, with storms producing damaging winds, large hail, and torrential downpours. The National Weather Service says an isolated tornado can't be ruled out. Details coming up in your forecast. More people in Wisconsin are working and fewer are out of a job as the state's unemployment rate dipped again in June. New data shows the rate fell to 3.3%, down slightly from May, while employers added about 6,000 jobs over the month. Over the past year, the state has gained more than 16,000 jobs. The trend lines up with the national picture, where unemployment also edged lower. Governor Evers is endorsing Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley in Wisconsin's Democratic race for governor. This comes after Crowley re-entered the race following Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez's decision to end her campaign because of campaign finance troubles. Evers praised Crowley's record in Milwaukee County and said he is the best candidate to defeat Republican Tom Tiffany in November. Several Democrats defended their own campaigns and questioned the governor's decision to endorse. Wisconsin Democrats will choose their nominee in the August 11th primary. The world's largest aviation celebration takes flight this week in Oshkosh. EAA Air Venture opens today at Whitman Regional Airport, drawing hundreds of thousands of aviation enthusiasts from around the globe. Organizers expect more than 10,000 aircraft and nearly 700,000 visitors during the seven-day event. Air Venture features daily air shows, military and civilian aircraft, educational forums, and the latest in aviation technology. The annual fly-in generates millions of dollars for Wisconsin's economy and transforms Oshkosh into one of the busiest airports in the world. The event runs through Sunday. Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway is making a bid for a third term. She recently made the announcement saying she wants to continue her work of helping Madisonians. She added that the work is not done yet and we must continue to address the challenges that Madison residents face. If she's reelected, Rhodes Conway's priorities will include property tax relief, housing, and public safety. The state of Wisconsin is shifting its fleet to cleaner vehicles, aiming to lower emissions and save taxpayer dollars. Under new policy from Governor Tony Evers, agencies must choose electric or hybrid vehicles for new purchases, with some exceptions. Officials say the move builds on the state's clean energy goals and could reduce long-term fuel and maintenance costs. Some concerns remain about infrastructure and how quickly agencies can make the switch. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Miz is back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from American Family Field, where the Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Mets. Jacob Mizorowski will start for Milwaukee after taking the past week off with arm fatigue. The Miz will face former teammate Freddie Peralta, now with New York. Over the weekend, the Brewers swept the Marlins, thanks to a walk-off three-run home run by William Contreras in the bottom of the ninth to win 3-1 yesterday. Meanwhile, Brandon Woodruff is headed for season-ending surgery again on his right shoulder.
It sucks not being able to help on the field, but you feel like you can help in a way. We have so many young guys, and I was in their shoes at one point just trying to figure out how am I going to get these guys out at a high level. So I feel like a good implement for me, if I can't be on the field, it's like how can I help do some things to, you know, whether it's a conversation in a bullpen session in between, maybe that helps.
That's the Brewers' Brandon Woodruff with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be warm and humid, a little smoky in the air today with a high in the upper 80s this afternoon. And then we do have a chance of thunderstorms later this afternoon into this evening, and some of those could be severe. Hail, wind, tornadoes possible, so stay weather aware. Tomorrow, sunny and a lot cooler with a high of 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.